At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Imprint Companion, the podcast that works alongside, in partnership with Australia's brand new Blu-ray boutique label, Imprint Films. I am Blake Howard. I'm joined, as always, by my fantastic and wily and just cinephilic co-host of the highest order, my blue brother, or blues brother, Alexi Toliopoulos. Mate, thank you so much for coming back for another episode.
My pleasure. Great to be here. Excited to talk about a couple of flicks in this current November batch of Imprint Blu-rays. There are some winners in here, and there are some grinners in here. You're going to smile either way with this batch. I think that there's no wrong direction here.
No, we are going to take a sharp left back down that video store aisle, and we're going to transport ourselves back to the hallowed turf of 1999.
Wow.
Perhaps the greatest movie year of all time. And we're going to get 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon together as we discuss David Koepp's written and directed Stir of Echoes up first today. We're also going to dive into the cult classic The Possession of Joel Delaney in the next segment, but let's kick this off.
Come on. What's the worst that can happen?
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Why do I know that song?
Are you okay?
What the hell did she do to me?
He hasn't gone to work. He sleeps like 12 hours a night.
Why are you digging?
The man's switch got flipped. He's a receiver now.
She's taking him away. She was here.
What's the problem?
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
Don't be afraid of it, Daddy.
I look inside myself and see my heart.
Stop it. He can't slow it down. He can't even figure it out.
No!
Whatever door you open in my mind, I want you to shut up.
If you have not seen this before, Stir of Echoes, David Koepp is the writer of some of the biggest movies ever. One of them in particular is Jurassic Park. Had a lot of juice at this time of his career, and he found he wanted to adapt something. He even talks about it in a terrific special feature on this disc, in fact, of how great it is to be a screenwriter when you're working with a great director because of the collaboration of voices. And in his first film, he didn't have that opportunity. So he was like, I want to base it off of something. I want to adapt something. He found what he called a working class horror which was called Stir of Echoes, based in LA in the 1940s, and broadly covers the same turf of the movie. But the movie, if you haven't seen it, or if you're just vaguely remembering it, it's very much something.
It didn't arrive in my batch yet.
Lex hasn't seen it yet, but I'm sure he will when we get to it. But it basically is this. In a local working class community in Chicago, Kevin Bacon plays a character by the name of Tom Whiskey. His son is someone who starts to, looks like one of those kids, maybe starts talking to himself, has imaginary friends, those sorts of things. But then what happens, as you have want to do in the 90s, you go out to parties and you take your baby monitor with you across the street to your neighbor's house. You get drunk and you start talking to your wife. His wife is played by Catherine Irby. You talk to your wife's mate, played by Ileana Douglas, who's been dabbling. Wow. She's been dabbling, Lex, mm-hmm. in hypnosis.
Wow.
And Kevin Bacon is a non-believer. However, once Ileana says, well, why don't you let me show you how powerful this art can be, she hypnotizes him in a gloriously constructed vision by Mr. David Koepp. He's hypnotized and he begins to become a tuning fork for a lot of these visions and things happening. And he suddenly realizes that the house that he's living in is being haunted by the ghost of a missing girl, and he is basically charged by her from beyond the grave to solve the mystery of her disappearance and potentially her death. And so what it is, I mean, David Koepp, who's a great and wonderful screenwriter, he's kind of mixing in elements of things like, I mean, we're talking around the same time as like The Sixth Sense. It feels like there's osmosis in the air about communicating with the dead, especially the young actor who's in the film, Zachary David Cope, who plays Jake, who's their son. He's kind of already a tuning fork, and Kevin Bacon's just been awakened. It's got that kind of late 90s. Things are still very communal and community and small scale, and working class cities still exist, and people are there. It does have a little bit of a smattering of some elements of The Shining, because there are other people out there who maybe have these gifts who are starting to find ways for them to, I don't know, find some comfort, find some solace in that. And really, finally, another Imprint video store classic, Dead Again, where you are being kind of charged with a murder mystery from beyond the grave. It has a lot of those elements too. So for me, whether that's just, you know, genre conventions 101 or what, it just really felt like this movie had all of those feelings and that kind of, you know, secrets of a small working class community, and that looks like a facade of everything being okay, but something is deeply wrong underneath. And so this is not my favorite Koepp movie by a stretch. He's a very talented filmmaker. If you don't, I mean, again, just as a screenwriter, his resume is absolutely unfathomable. He's got things like, Jurassic Park, of course, Mission Impossible. He's also wrote Panic Room. Carlito's Way.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
One of your favorites of all time. So it's War of the Worlds, the Spielberg one from 2005. He's a talented screenwriter, so his resume is pretty stacked.
Yeah, he directed Ghost Town. Don't forget that.
Ghost Town. Yet, we'll never forget. We will never forget Ricky Gervais.
Ghost Town, and Mordecai, Premium Rush. There's some real ones in there.
There's some big real ones. And it's not quite as real as Mordecai, but it's definitely got some realness. So I would say Stir of Echoes is definitely a video shop classic. It's definitely one that you're going to go back to because you're like, oh my God, I've got a fondness for these kind of little twisty thrillers. Mm-hmm. But it's, I don't know. It doesn't make up the sum of its parts for me. It's one on the, we ended the last episode with Let's Scare Jessica to Death, which you emphatically called like one of the picks of the batch and therefore one of the best Imprint releases of the year. And I'm like, this is not one, but this is easily the most recognizable high rotation, peak TV, peak video store movies that just is like very entertaining, thrilling fluff that you'll move beyond. That's not one of those ones that'll shake you to your core. But I will say this, the genre of working class horror is my favorite because a movie that we're going to talk about next starkly contrasts that. And I think that if we're talking about some of the greatest horror movies ever made, The Shining, The Exorcist, at its core are people trying to get by? Are people trying to live their lives, and are people who maybe don't necessarily have the means to, you know, to pull themselves out of situations that they found themselves in, and then they find themselves in you know, this storm of like supernatural elements that they have no control over. And so I really like those elements of this, which is that it's a small working class town and it has working class people, and they're concerned about losing their jobs when they go nuts, and they're concerned about what their neighbors are going to say about them. It has some of those elements, I think, that he tried to keep intact. And I must say, the visions are outstanding. So he has these hypnotic visions that are in the movie, and they're just so amazing. And so they have to be done with practical effects largely, or very limited digital effects. And they're really spectacular. But it's all too few and far between, I think, for me to give this a big, massive thumbs up. But you won't feel like you're wasting your time.
Yeah, it's one that I'm probably most excited to watch from this batch, and I was be heartbroken when it wasn't there, so I cannot wait to watch it as soon as I get my hands on it.
Well, now, this is something that we need to talk about. A cult classic, one that has been lauded and loathed in equal measure, yeah. One that has disappeared off the face of the earth, really, since a VHS release, from what I understand, in 1991. We're talking about the film based on a 1970 book of the same name called The Possession of Joel Delaney.
Aye.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Joel Delaney will conjure up your light.
Who is in possession of Joel Delaney?
There's a whole supernatural city around us here. Spiritist churches, espiritismo seances, summoning the dead, bookeria, witchcraft.
This is an odd, weird little movie. It comes out just before The Exorcist, and there is direct comparisons to that because yes, it is also a possession movie. Basically, in this film, Shirley MacLaine plays someone who is quite well off in like a New York scene. She has a brother called Joel Delaney, and he begins to start acting erratically and acting strangely. She begins to suspect that he has had like a mental breakdown of some kind, and suspects that there are some deaths, murders that are tied to him in some way. She begins to investigate and comes to a conclusion that there he could perhaps be possessed by the soul of a recently departed serial killer from an ethnically Latin community in New York City, and she's trying to rid him of that possession. I can see exactly why this movie has its strange reputation of being simultaneously lauded, because I think this is an effective, scary, strange movie, and it is really quite well made, and it kind of gets under your skin at so many different points, particularly in the film's ending climax. I found the ending of this film to be really deeply disturbing, kind of like a hostage-taking scenario. And I can see why it has been maligned, because It is this strange, weird movie, like, where we have these, like, kind of, like, a horror that plays on, like, cultural tropes, where it's kind of like a horror movie basically set in a cultural divide between white upper-class people and ethnically Latin people in the divide between them, in the socioeconomical divide and the cultural divide between them.
Yeah, it's a movie that I watched and I found, like, I immediately started feeling like, oh, this is like a satanic panic kind of film where it poses, you know, white Gentile Americans who are especially upper class against, you know, whether it's these sort of pagans, etc. But in this instance, it's the Puerto Rican community and this fear sort of openly rather than a satanic panic, instead talking about, considering these people in this film, like all these like voodoo practitioners, and they're practicing all sorts of wild and weird things. And so you can totally see that controversy, but you're right. It's extremely made to a point. But, you know, the great Roger Ebert talks about in his famous review of this film about the nausea. He called it nauseatingly bad taste scenes in the finale of the film, saying that they were both rotten and bankrupt and uncleanness when you're watching them. And I had never seen his review for The Possession of Joel Delaney until researching it in preparation for this, but I felt the same. I was watching it and I was like, I was liking the scares at the beginning, and I wasn't sure, you know, at the beginning of the film, it almost felt, I didn't realize that Joel Delaney was the main, our main woman character here, Nora, who's played by Shirley MacLaine. I didn't realize that they were brother and sister. I thought that this was a love interest, and I think the film really speaks to this weird incestuous connection between the two of them. And the more the film lent into this weird incestuous connection and therefore like possession, I was like, ooh, this is the kind of a weird and incestuous, like being punished for incest movie I thought it was going to be. Rather than that, though, when it sort of pivots and it then is just sort of flagrantly elite positions the Puerto Rican community as like, you know, practitioners of these weird old world magics, and they're affecting this new sophisticated world, I was like, this is a bit yuck. However, I think it's probably important in the context. I think someone like a Kim Newman would be someone like this, who, you know, you see these movies and you see where they've gone. It's a good marker. I think sometimes these movies that maybe have whether it's difficult portrayals of classism or, you know, racism, or particularly here, like extreme violence and, you know, torture and just taking things to the limit, probably about 40 years earlier that it was okay with things like Saw movies and disgusting torture just became like par for the course. I think it's interesting to see, when something really butts up against what the limit is, and also to actually say, well, like the uncomfortable reality is that this movie was capturing a zeitgeist panic about this new ethnic mixture of New York City in the 1970s.
Yeah, I think it's the ickiness and the murkiness of it all that is kind of what makes it feel sticky to me as well. Like why I think it has stuck around a while, and why I find it kind of interesting and fascinating. It's what drew me in, was just the curiosity and the interest I felt while watching it. Like, you know, it's not a romp. It's not as exciting as something like Body Parts in this batch, but it is something that is quite alluring because it is so, it's yuck, like you said. It is yuck to every degree. And I find that, I found it really fascinating. I couldn't really take my eyes off this movie.
This has been a momentous batch. We have covered a bunch of films from it. Let's Get Jessica to Death, Body Parts, The Gift, Stir of Echoes, and now just The Possession of Joel Delaney. There are others that we haven't been able to get to in this batch. Tam Lin, starring Ava Gardner, and The Medusa Touch, starring Richard Burton. We will be getting to those and perhaps talking about them at another time, but we're going to. Those were our highlights of this batch that we wanted to get to you guys straight out, so definitely do whatever you can. I think now the two big ones, based on our chat, sound like It's splitting hairs between Body Parts and The Gift, but most certainly Let's Scare Jessica to Death is the number one in that batch. So this has been awesome. Lex, we have a massive December coming up,
yes, all across the board. Including a very, very special edition of the Parallax View. I would say the definitive high definition version of that film, featuring a commentary track by none other than podcast producer and Pakula enthusiast, Mr. Blake Howard.
Oh, wow. That is scary to think of, and it's also quite humbling and awesome. Thank you. In the next batch too, already a couple of bangers shaping up. Lady in the Cage, starring Olivia de Havilland,
mm-hmm.
and one Jimmy Caan, baby, in one of his very first movie performances.
One of my heroes.
One of our collective heroes is in that batch too. Naked Jungle 2, Kitten with a Whip. So many more that we're going to be talking. It's a massive stacked 8-film batch, perfect stocking stuffing material. We'll be covering all of that and giving you the hot tips in the next 2 Imprint Companions. And then if you jump over to our companion of the Imprint Companion, which is our Serious Disc Agreement, you'll hear all of our complete wrap this year of everything that we've covered as far as physical media and those things that you must get, and also some last minute Christmas shopping tips. So do yourselves a favor and listen to that. If you haven't subscribed, find us at 1-8-Minute Productions, Serious Disc Agreement, or on Imprint Companion. Find Alexi and I on Instagram and Twitter at This Is Alexi or One Blake Minute for myself. And we will talk to you soon, you crazy physical media lunatics.
We certainly will. Keep spinning those discs, baby.
Let's spin Jessica to death. Hi, this is Blake Howard, host and producer of 1-8-Minute Productions podcast. We dive into the great and underappreciated cinematic works, often 1 minute or one scene at a time. Our crew of guests are some of the most wonderful filmmakers, writers, authors, and critics ever assembled. Our shows include 1-8-Minute, Josie and the Podcats, All the President's Minutes, Increment Vice, and right now, Zodiac Chronicle. Check out 1-8-Minute.com or find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.